maybe you'll put too much expectations on this game and that next week may be a letdown just simply because of trying to work on this game so much?
No, because you can only control what you can control. And the biggest thing I'm worried about is going out and leaving it on the field. Whatever happens, happens, and there'll be no regrets after that. So, you know, I understand that not every game is going to be as exciting as you think it might, and you're not going to pad the stats like you might think you should. And so I'm just focused, and we are as an offense, on just going out there and leaving it all on the field, and whatever happens, happens.
Do you think Kalani, being head coach at BYU, has changed any attitudes going into the game? I mean, obviously that's a coach that a lot of you guys know well.
Yeah. I wouldn't say as far as the rivalry goes for us. But, you know, maybe for the fans, I can certainly see that happening. And it's a big game regardless for all of us. And I don't think the fact that Kalani's there is going to change that. But we all respect him as a coach and as a former coach, and it's going to be a fun game.
BYU's defense just did a number on Arizona's offense. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's a team that scored a lot on Utah in the past. Mm-hmm. What do you kind of take away from watching some of that game and seeing what BYU was able to do?
They're a physical defense, and we didn't expect anything differently, knowing that Coach Satake was going to be in charge of that defense. And going forward, we know that in order to be able to match that intensity, we have to be aggressive and physical up front, and that's something that we know from last week that we need to work on.
So many Polynesian players in this game on both sides. Mm-hmm. How would you describe what football means in your culture?
You know, it's a big deal in the Polynesian culture. A lot of times it's a way for Polynesian kids to get an education and go to college, and I think that's a huge benefit from the fact that we do play football. And, you know, growing up in Utah, in an LDS community, there's a lot of Polynesians that are LDS, and so naturally both teams, I think, have Polynesian athletes, and it's kind of cool to see. I grew up in Central California, and everyone thought I was Mexican, so it's a lot different out here. Yeah.
Having played against Kalani Sitake's defense in practices, having him been a coach on the staff, does that give you any kind of advantages going into the game, knowing what he might kind of do with his tendencies and things?
You know, like Coach Witt said, I don't think there is. You know, it's been a few years now since he's been here at the U, and I'm sure his coaching philosophy's changed in some ways, and in the way that they run the defense, but we're not too worried about that because we have trust in our offense and our playmakers and our schemes, and we know that if we go out there and execute to the best of our abilities, that it doesn't matter what defense that we play.
Growing up a college football fan, what did the rivalry mean to you, this rivalry?
It was a big deal. There's no being around the bush. It was a huge game, and anyone that grew up around here knows that. And, you know, the week leading up to it is kind of a time when a lot of people, you know, butt heads, and it makes it fun. So being on the other side, being able to play in the rivalry game, it's a huge deal to me, and I'm really excited for that opportunity.
Is there any way in this game to predict at all anything that you might expect, or is it just kind of a throw it out there and see what happens?
It's really, I mean, we can look at their last game against Arizona. We can look at that film and try and dissect it, but other than that, that's all we have to go through, and we're just going to go and put it all out there.
What was your favorite rivalry moment growing up?
Shoot. I was just asked that, and I'd say, you know, there's watching the U put on a show here at Rice-Eccles was fun to watch when they went up by, you know, 40-something points. And then I grew up in the shadow of BYU, and I remember that Johnny Harleen catch in the end zone here. So, you know, those are two games that kind of stand out to me in the past.
Do you watch any of your old film from when Coach Satake coached here to try to get a feel for what you might see?
No, I feel like that would be kind of overthinking it, and there's nothing that we can really do to predict what they have coming for us. You know, the personnel is going to be completely different, so that's going to change their schemes. And, you know, we really, like I said, we really just focus on our offense and what we've seen on film from them, and we move on from there.
Is it a little like preparing for Michigan last year when they had a whole new coaching staff?
Yes, it's very similar. We have a little more to go off of just because they have played a game already, but it's very similar in the fact that all of their coaches, a lot of them are new, and so we know that schemes are different.